Welcome to Canon at the Movies. My name is Alex Odell. I am the sales director for Canon's retail channel. Lee Boniface and Guido Jacobs unfortunately couldn't be here this evening. Unfortunately for me, they beat me to it and both booked holidays before our launch was confirmed. So I have two jobs for you tonight. The first is I'll be standing here and presenting an introduction. And then I guess my second job will make sure I get my holiday form in for next time a bit quicker. I'd like to thank you for giving up your time to be with us this evening. And I hope you take the opportunity later on after these presentations to go downstairs and touch and try as many new products as you can that we've launched today and also in the last few weeks. If I can just reflect on 2009 for a moment, I think we all agreed that it was a tough year, and although there are signs that we're starting to climb out of the recession, it looks as if 2010 will be just as challenging. I can hear lots of popcorn rustling. I think one of the interesting things about 2009 was that those who fared best were the premium brands. Today's more discerning customers are clearly willing to pay for products and services from brands which are trusted and deliver quality and value. And I'm delighted to say that we have just been informed that Canon has once again been voted the Reader's Digest most trusted camera brand in the UK for the 10th year in a row. Awards such as this mean a lot to us, alongside the Which Best Audiovisual Brand Award, which we won in 2009, and are a real endorsement that the customers think we're getting things right. So moving on to this evening, first of all, if you're wondering why we chose this venue, well, what better place to celebrate the rising importance of the moving image than the home of film and television arts? BAFTA is a leading independent charity in the UK supporting, developing and promoting the art forms of the moving image, from film and television to video games and interactive media. The Academy was formed in 1947 when a group of the most eminent names in the British film production industry gathered in a room in a hotel nearby. Their fundamental aim was to recognise those who had contributed outstanding creative work towards the advancement of British film. And as we all know, last year in 2009, Slumdog Millionaire won the BAFTA for Best British Film. But as we've seen in recent years, the internet, responsible for so much, has fueled a social media phenomenon with the likes of YouTube and Flickr. Sorry, just back one slide, please. To say that video sharing has become a huge draw on the web in the past couple of years would be an understatement. It is everywhere, and it seems that like everyone is uploading their footage, I know my sharing habits have changed in the past few years. And did you know, a quick fact for you, that 20 minutes of video footage is uploaded to YouTube every single minute. So if every 20 minutes of video, each minute, 60 minutes per hour, 24 hours per day, that's a lot of video, just under 30,000 hours of video being uploaded every single day. And it would appear that anything and everything is a potential subject for filming. Furthermore, announcements at CES, the show last month, the iPad has astounded us all and symbolises how we will consume, view and share images, movies in the future. How we'll navigate rich online content, such as embedded video or picture galleries. How we'll enjoy shared photos. And how we watch feature films, home movies or YouTube videos in high definition. And with such amazing high resolution, large screen devices, the need to capture images with the very best cameras has never been more important. In fact, in a trend predictor carried out by the Sunday Times at the end of last month in December, which looked at the top 50 brands for the next decade, moving image came in at number one. And I'm pleased to say that Canon R&D teams back in Japan have been ahead of the game for some time. It's been possible to take short movie clips on a DSC and shoot stills on a camcorder for many years. And over the past 2 years, we've made a huge leap in the quality of these combined technologies, particularly on our DSLRs.